Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. At the beginning of 2014, the Lord said to me, "The church must this year don glory." He had given me a revelation of the glory many years ago, and we're going to be playing for you now from CDs made all those many years ago of that message he gave me.
This great, grand, glorious church is going to experience an explosion. An explosion of God's glory from within, an explosion of God's glory from within upon us, and we must be wise enough not to touch it, not to touch each other. And the Bible promises that if you're one of those with great glory upon you, you're going to be persecuted and you're going to be reproached. Every time we've heard a prophet speak of this great move that's coming, in the second breath, we hear him say it will be the greatest glory we've ever seen on earth and there will be the greatest persecution. So it's going to come. Now, we have no scriptural recourse against that persecution that would allow us to persecute back. In the walk of love, we're not even to notice that they've spoken anything against us. Happy are ye. The Spirit of glory is upon you. We'll look at some other. Romans 12:14. Little innuendos in sermons which bite back. That's not going to get it either. Little private conversations after the service. We can't attack there. We must not attack God's anointed, period. Romans chapter 12, verse 14. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Some of God's anointed would even dare to curse others of God's anointed. Pray, we are told. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. Jesus said, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." What kind of a prayer he showed us in Luke 23. Luke 23, verse 34. Luke 23, verse 34. Then said Jesus, "This is the prayer you pray for those which persecute you." Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." They had just crucified him. So far, you haven't been crucified. Oh, but that was Jesus. We see it in a man. Acts chapter 7. Stephen had just preached one of the most wonderful sermons in all the Bible. As the result, and for his pay that day, they did not take him up an offering. They rewarded him with a stoning unto death. We'll pick it up with verse 57. Then they, you know what? He saw the glory. We're going to pick it up there. I just now saw this. The Lord just now showed me this. He saw the glory. And when he saw the glory, they stoned him. Sometimes when you see the glory and others haven't seen it yet, they're going to be ready to stone you. I've seen that happen. It was so sad to me. The glory of God would manifest, begin to manifest, great, powerful service begin to happen, and some of God's own would begin to stone it and others. So let's pick it up when he saw the glory. Verse 55. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and he saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. And Saul was consenting unto his death. Stephen, as he saw the glory, was stoned to death. His last prayer to the Lord was, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. He prayed for those that persecuted him, even unto death. That prayer was so effective that a young man standing there by the name of Saul, who held the clothes, was shortly ushered in to the kingdom of God to become one of its mighty warriors. I believe that Stephen interceded Saul into the kingdom, and that he will have reward for all Paul's work. Hallelujah. His life was cut short, but not his reward. Glory to God. Turn with me to 1 John. 1 John chapter 5, verse 16. In these last days, Satan will try more than ever to get us to fire upon each other. As the glory increases, he knows too that the judgment of it will be quick. The glory was so great, the manifested presence of God so great. This little lady always supplies me handkerchiefs. She has the ministry of handkerchiefs. It is not, you will notice, a Kleenex, but a precious lace handkerchief. Isn't that something? Bless the Lord. Thank you. I like Kleenexes, but I was just thinking about God. You know he's so... Great glory will be upon us. Great glory was upon the first days of the church. So great that when Ananias and Sapphira walked in and the sin was there, it found immediate judgment. Great glory was upon Stephen. Had he not prayed for their forgiveness, it's possible all of them could have been destroyed by the glory. God, forgive them. No judgment now. And then the Lord was able to bring that man, Saul, into his divine purposes and work. In these last days, there will be great opportunity for you to pray for those which persecute you. We must especially pray for those in the church who persecute us, because we do not want this army destroyed. And so if one persecutes you, the Lord Jesus left us his mind. He said, when he reviled not again. We are to arm ourselves with the same mind Jesus had. Remember in 1 Peter it said that? Arm yourself with the same mind Jesus had as you're walking in these last days. Let's see a little bit of his mind. Keep 1 John and turn to 1 Peter 2, 21. This is right close by our healing verse. 1 Peter 2, 21. He left us an example. 1 Peter 2, 21. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow in his steps. We must follow this. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. As a persecution comes against you, you have no scriptural recourse to revile again. You don't even have the scriptural right to notice it, according to the walk of love. You do have the scriptural command to pray for them. The prayer we must make great use of in these last days is 1 John chapter 5, verse 16. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. We will make great use of this in the last days. As the brother comes against you, as the persecution or the reproach may come, as one blasphemes the glory upon you, we do not have, and we must repent for some of it that we've done even in our pulpits. What? They didn't understand us. We got baptized with the Holy Ghost, and they didn't understand us, and now we're going to whip them. And we did it. And they were God's anointed, even if they didn't know it. And we've paid the price. The biggest price we've paid is a low degree of the manifested presence of God in our services. So low that a miracle, once or twice, every so often excites us. There ought to be so much power of God, so much manifested power of God in our midst that when anyone walks in, whatever sickness or disease they have is driven away by the very manifested presence of the living God. And we've lived so far below that because of ourselves, we were not afraid to blaspheme glory. We were not afraid to send darts of crossfire against God's anointed, our fellow Christians, and against the ministers of God. God forgive us. Repent yourself. Tell God you're sorry and don't do it again. When you or your group or your meeting is persecuted, pray the prayer of forgiveness for them and then forget it. It's serious, it's war, and we must not kill ourselves off. In the name of Jesus, I charge you.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim again. And you've been hearing a classic message that came many years ago of a revelation of the glory of God. We do have this series from those days on a CD in a 5-CD package that we will be glad to send you for $20. Just call us at 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447 and request the classic A Glorious Church.